What's up, everybody? This is Duchess Willow, and woo lord, we got down and dirty, didn't we, in my last post. I addressed something that occurred, and I want to clarify on that before we move forward into diversity training for white subs, because y'all need it. But first, there was a time that somebody gave me advice that I needed, and that was to sweat the small things. And I'm going to explain what I mean by sweat the small things is to acknowledge even the little things. Because if you don't, they build up. You get enough little things that you let slide, they turn into big things. So if anybody was shocked by what I said, or surprised, or offended, or confused, I said what the fuck I said. I don't regret what I said because it needed to be said, especially for Black women that might be reading my posts or might be listening to my podcast. It needs to be fucking said. Speak up. Because I'm about to use some really strong language. Niggas is wild out here. You know what I'm saying? And they will say shit and do shit with no fucking repercussions unless we call them out. So I don't regret anything that I said in that last post. It has happened before. I've seen it. I watch people. You know what I mean? I'm very observant. And I noticed the behavior, and I noticed like how quiet it was after that. I mean, it is what it is. So this is just me letting you know that I'm going to speak on it if I see it. I'm going to fucking say something. And anybody that has a problem, you come talk to me about the blog, Diversity Training, Black Femdom Reparations for White Subs. I refuse to apologize for standing my ground on something that might seem small but is not. I'm not interested in being cordial with people that think it's okay to be repeatedly abrasive and disrespectful to me. I learned after entering as a Black woman into the sex work arena how a lot of white male dogs view Black women. And if they aren't going to apologize for what they say and do to us, then I'm not going to apologize for what I have to motherfucking say to you. A lot of what I've experienced is the reason I believe there needs to be training for white boys, for white subs. They need to learn their fucking place. They need to be put in their fucking place. You could talk to me about whatever you want to talk about as long as you're respectful. You got a problem, you need somebody to talk to. But the minute you cross that line, you deserve whatever response you get from me. Whatever fucking I say to you in response to your disrespect is exactly what you deserve. But let's move on to the topic of this post. White boy training and your much needed schooling. Because if you talk to me, you're going to find out all that you need to know and what to expect during your forte into Black Femdom cock control. The first thing that you need to understand about the Duchess is that I will not tone down my language to make non-Blacks feel comfortable. Your comfort is not my concern. If you cannot stand in your truth without getting offended, then go talk to a therapist. That's what they're there for. I'm not your therapist. White fragility is rooted in a privilege that Black women do not have in this country and in some other places across the world. And y'all get real uncomfortable when your privilege is brought up. I can't tell you how many times I've heard white men cry about how they don't have privilege and they're offended when it's brought up. Yet what you don't understand is that foundation is built on the backs of Black men and women. So however subtle your white privilege is, you still have it. So my advice to you is when a Black woman is talking, shut the fuck up and listen. Because I have a solution for your white male fragility. diversity training, and black femdom reparations. If you're a white male, you automatically qualify for induction. And whatever you learn in my presence, you can teach your precious lily white ignorant women too, because I don't care about their fragility either. I will not tolerate white tears. Don't come to me fucking crying about my strong language or how my words made you feel some type of way. I got to deal with y'all's bullshit every fucking day. Every day I gotta deal with white nonsense. So if your response is crying because you didn't like what I said or what I said offended you, you better suck it up, boo-boo. Black women are just as worthy of being respected, pampered, spoiled, catered to, and living a life of abundance. Especially me, because I mean, I fucking work hard. I work my ass off for everything that I have. I have dated submissive white men. I have dated non-submissive white men. And they treated me like a queen because I am one. And they spoiled me because I deserve to be spoiled and pampered. And knowing my worth is the reason I have zero motherfucking tolerance for white males acting out to get attention. I address what needs to be addressed, and you will never turn me against another woman. Because that, y'all are, like, let me just stop and say this for a second. Some of the shit that I see people doing, like subs saying things like, oh, well, so-and-so said this, or my mistress said that. Listen, I don't give a fuck who told you what. You're not turning me against another mistress, another dominant woman. You're certainly not turning me against another black woman, because we got too much of that. Black women thinking that they have to compete for a man's attention. So I'm going to reiterate what I said in the podcast that I put out the other day. Black women, you are the prize. You don't have to compete for a man's attention. Let that sink in. Sisterhood is something that's very important to me, and it's more important to me than any man's weak ass ego. So with that said, let me tell you what your training is going to entail. You will be required to kneel at the feet of a black woman. That would be me, because you're calling me. And you're going to do as you're told, which will include my version of reparations specifically for black women. You will be commanded to do many tasks, including assignments and public humility. Had an idea about that too. I'll post that in another blog. You will be given homework assignments that include reading and research. You will be required to write a 1,000 plus word essay with proper grammar and spelling on racism, intersectional feminism, and white male privilege. You will also be required to listen when black women are talking and be silent. Your first assignment is real easy. All you have to do is read the blog at ebonyfemdomphonesex.com. If you don't have a Twitter account, you're gonna get one. Once you have that account, you're going to follow Duchess Willow on Twitter. After following me, you will tweet what I posted on my blog. You think I'm joking, huh? Nah, darling. I revel in your humility. And I enjoy it when bitch boys profess their undying love, devotion, and servitude to a black femdom rule. As I had stated in my last post, I refuse to make myself small to make anyone else comfortable. You will respect me or you will be thrown in the trash. I want to point something out about the blog. If you notice, while reading, I did not say all women. I did not say all women of color. I didn't say all black people. I said black women, because we are specifically talking about black women. And I know y'all motherfuckers aren't hard of hearing. So when you see me talking about black women, that is not your opportunity to interject What about all women? What about all women of color? What about all black people? I said what the fuck I said, and I meant what I said. I have zero remorse for anyone who missteps out of their lane, just like I have zero remorse for my feelings and expressing them. I'm happy you've taken the first step to being on your knees and at the heel of a black woman, which is where you belong. Your training begins when you pay for my time, not before then. That means don't message me talking about you're my mistress, may I serve you, any of that other fucking time-wasting nonsense. How you serve me is by calling. I'm gonna give you the number. 1-800-601-6975. You request the femdom services of Duchess Willow. Until then, stay blessed. And don't forget, we have a special going on every Friday in November. The next one is November 15th, Free Phone Sex Fridays. If you are an existing LDW customer, you get a free 10-minute call as a thank you for LDW celebrating 17 years. It's a long time to be doing phone sex, right? Hope to hear from you.